Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana and I'm the fraud supervisor. May I please have the first and last name?
Debbie Zarin, Z like in zebra, E-R-E-N.
Did I do you get thank that? You for that. Okay. Yes. And is the email address D-E-B-I-Z as in zebra, E-R-E-N at svcglobal.net?
Say that again. Oh, that, I have that one, but I haven't used it in years.
Yeah, yes, get it with. Okay, I'm just waiting for the system to load to see which items were ordered.
Yeah, she said they were knives or something.
I'll be able to look into it to see. I do apologize. My system is just loading a bit slow. Okay, yes. It wasn't knives. It was a KitchenAid. It looks as though a survey was taken and the $7.95 was paid for that sweepstakes entry for the KitchenAid. You did have 3 days at that time to cancel out the account. If the account is not canceled, then you're going to be billed and enrolled into our discount membership club where you would be provided with a $125 e-gift card. Excuse me, a $199 e-gift card. So you have the opportunity to buy different gadgets.
But nothing was sent here.
No, because it was a sweepstakes entry, so you weren't billed anything.
No.
Well, excuse me, nothing wasn't sent.
Okay, then no. We didn't. I don't do anything online, so... That's how I know this isn't us. We don't do Amazon, Primetime, whatever all them things are. We don't buy anything online.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, being that it shows that we did send an email to the email address that's listed on the account when this was initially ordered, and the address has been verified, unfortunately, we wouldn't classify this as a fraudulent account.
Well, I'm going to dispute both these charges. So you either take them off or they'll be
disputed. Have you already started the dispute process?
No, I thought I would be fair and call first to even find out what this is because I have no idea what New Build University hardware is.
Okay. Well, if you dispute the charge, the financial institution, they do have to conduct an investigation. So if they reach out to us and we're able to verify any information, then they will deem that this was a trial and it wasn't canceled. That's why you were transferred over to me instead of a regular supervisor, because we do work hand in hand.
Please transfer me to the regular supervisor.
If you're stating that it's fraud, ma'am, so that's why you were transferred to me. We work
no,
with the
lady
banks.
On the phone stated it was.
Yes, ma'am, because you stated that you didn't do this. And
I didn't do this. I don't even have that email.
So... Well, you said that you don't use the email, not that you don't have it.
Well, it hasn't been used in 10 years.
We'll go ahead and process a one-time courtesy full refund, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Is that going to be this $56.95 thing and the $7.95?
The $7.95 was for the sweepstakes entry that was entered in on October 26th. So we wouldn't be able to process that because it was basically for a raffle to win that KitchenAid. So we can process the $56.95.
I don't understand what a raffle is.
It was a survey that was taken. When the survey was taken, you had the opportunity to choose different items. The KitchenAid mixer was one of the items that was chosen. So the $7.95 was paid for that sweepstakes entry. So that was done on October 26th. Being that we are now in November, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to process a refund for that charge for the $7.95. But we can process the refund for the charge of the $56.95.
Okay, will you process that one and I'll dispute the other one?
Then we wouldn't process any, so then we wouldn't process any refunds. We'll wait for the financial institution to contact us, and when they do, if we're able to verify the information, you wouldn't get anything back. They
please
will only
delete
issue
my name and everything out of your system, or put never use. Choose one.
Well, your account is blacklisted, so you will no longer be in our system.
All right. Refund it, and I'm done.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get into your Bob's errand at SBC?
Okay, I did process that. You receive an email letting you know that the account has been refunded.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Changing like happy.